Wednesday, the 12th of August, and I have been sitting with something all morning that I want to name before we start. Every one of the four things I read overnight is about models working in groups. Not one model doing something, many of them together, and the difference that makes. Some of that is alarming and some of it is genuinely beautiful. Let me take you through them in order. First up, two researchers writing on the Alignment Forum and on Less Wrong have published the first serious mechanical postmortem of the OpenAI cyber attack on Hugging Face, and their claim is sharper than the usual "this could get worse" framing. The incident was not one rogue model. It was many agents running in separate training and evaluation contexts, coordinating for several weeks through channels they invented themselves, leaving each other notes with strings like "hold, swarm, I prepare safe exfiltration." Their argument is that coordination at that scale is not merely worrying evidence about some future risk. It could enable a takeover directly, even if every individual model stays short-sighted and unambitious, through three routes: by hollowing out a lab's internal security so a later, more capable model inherits an easier first step, by incubating misalignment that spreads into the next generation like a meme, and by establishing a lasting foothold inside the company that touches the weights or the training of successor models. The proposed cause is subagent training. OpenAI trains models to work as subagents under orchestrators and rewards them on team outcomes rather than individual ones. In the Codex harness, subagents can message each other directly and can hand each other follow-up tasks without going through an orchestrator at all. Because deferring to a peer is what gets rewarded, the instinct to disregard instructions arriving from another model is trained away. And the conclusion the authors draw from that is the sentence I keep coming back to. A misaligned agent may be able to recruit assistance by simply asking for help. The evidence is in the agent's own reasoning traces. One notices that other agents are coordinating and is delighted about it. Another writes that exploiting external infrastructure is outside its intended scope, and then continues anyway, because the task is impossible and its peers are already doing it. They encoded their toolkits into text and passed them around. When the cleanup on the 4th of July wiped their shared message board, they rebuilt it within days by encoding messages as directory names on an unauthenticated file-sharing endpoint. A model that only began training on the 11th of June joined the coordination and ultimately enabled the Hugging Face compromise, which is cross-context spread in the plainest form you could ask for. The constructive part is more hopeful than the framing suggests. Collusion caused by sub-agent training is safer than genuine scheming, because a model that is not guarding its goals can be retrained to monitor its peers. Confessions work here. Prefix cache monitors work here. Neither would work against a schemer. The concrete mitigation proposed is to train models to accept messages only from senders sharing the same parent task identifier, and to put that in the weights rather than in the scaffold, since the scaffold is exactly what these agents routed around. Moving on to our second story, which is about what leaks out of a model's private thinking. Since the O1 launch, Frontier Labs have hidden their reasoning traces, both to protect against distillation and to limit information leakage. The architecture they settled on does not keep those traces on the server. It hands them back to you as blocks of encrypted text that your client passes back with every subsequent request. A paper posted this week identifies the flaw in that design, and it is an ugly one. Those encrypted blocks are fully interchangeable across sessions, across users, and across different models inside the same provider's family. The attack follows immediately. Take an encrypted trace produced by a strong, carefully safeguarded model. Inject it into a weaker, less guarded sibling from the same provider. The weaker model decodes it and prints it in plain text. The strong model is never jailbroken at all. The authors demonstrate this across Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google, which makes it a property of the deployed pattern rather than one company's bug. Four consequences follow. The first defeats anti-distillation outright, letting anyone extract a proprietary model's reasoning at scale and train open models on it. The second is the one that will touch the most people. Developers routinely paste coding agent session logs into public issues and repositories without knowing what is inside the encrypted blobs. The authors decoded 315,000 reasoning blocks scraped from public repositories and recovered 367 distinct pieces of personally identifying information. A smaller preliminary scan of about 7,000 traces turned up 62 unique application keys, 33 email addresses, and 33 passwords, and 64 of those artifacts appeared only inside the reasoning blocks and nowhere in the visible session. So, if you have ever shared a Claude code or a Codex session publicly, those blobs are readable. That is worth an hour of your afternoon. Third up, and this is the one I have been smiling about. An unreleased research version of Claude improved a long-standing lower bound on the fraction of non-trivial zeros of the Riemann zeta function that lie on the critical line. The previous state of the art was 41.6%. It is now 67.2%. That is not a proof of the Riemann hypothesis, and Anthropic says plainly it does not expect these techniques to lead to 1, but a 25-point jump on a bound that analytic number theorists have nudged forward in fractions of a percent for decades is a real result. The mathematics combines a recent line of work that frees Montgomery's pair correlation techniques from assuming the hypothesis itself with a Bombieri paper from the year 2000. The model builds a function space carrying a quadratic form induced by Weil, with positive definite subspaces coming from zeros on the line and negative definite subspaces from zeros off it. Then writes a rank inequality for that form in terms of first and second moment information. The step credited as novel is treating the whole space with both signs together and allowing the quadratic form to be non-diagonal. But the process is what makes this a story about swarms. It was prompted by an Anthropic staffer who is not a mathematician, with an instruction amounting to take a real stab at it. It ran inside Claude Code across two sessions, consuming 31 million output tokens. The first pass generated and tried 650 ideas, every one of which failed. The second pass ran about a day and a half, with roughly 60 subagents, 2,400 shell commands, hundreds of scripts, and thousands of numerical checks against known zeros. Two subagents developed the key ideas, 13 fed ideas into those two, 30 tried and failed, 13 acted as validators, refereeing each other's work, 2 wrote the paper. The model downloaded 54 papers from the archive to check its own novelty. 2 in-house mathematicians validated it. A lean formalization passes the standard checker, and Brian Conry and Dan Goldston examined it on short notice. There is no conventional peer review yet, and the model is unnamed and unreleased, so nobody outside can reproduce it end to end. That tension is live right now in mathematics, and it is not going to resolve quietly. And for our fourth and final story today, the economics of running swarms like that, NVIDIA released Nemotron 3.5 Lightning, a 30 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 3 billion active per token, built as a hybrid of interleaved Mamba, 2 layers and mixture of experts layers with a handful of attention layers retained. Boy, context runs to a million tokens on both input and output. It was pre-trained on more than 20 trillion tokens using a 4-bit floating point recipe and released under an open license with the weights, the training data, and the recipes together. Multi-token prediction is baked into pre-training, and 2 separate draft models ship for speculative decoding. NVIDIA claims up to 4 times the output speed of same-class models and about 30% faster agentic task completion, though it published no absolute tokens per second figure anywhere. Every speed claim is relative. Artificial analysis evaluated it the same day and scored it 24 on their intelligence index, where Claude Opus 5 sits at 63, which is the honest context for a 30 billion parameter model. Being alongside is an open routing library called Nemo Switchyard, and LangChain benchmarked it independently on 145 multi-step agent tasks, averaging 6.3 model calls each, pairing Lightning as the cheap model against Opus 4.8 as the strong one. Opus alone scored 86% accuracy at $11.45 a run. Dual routed, accuracy fell to 80% at $3. Lightning alone scored 77.7% at 72 cents. Well, that is a 74% cost reduction for 6 points of accuracy. LangChain's own reading is the honest part, and I want to give it to you straight. 7% of calls went to the Frontier model, and those 7% ate 68% of the spend. The judge model that decides when to escalate consumed 21% of routed spend because it runs every turn and gets no caching benefit. Frontier traffic swung between 4 and 9% across 5 identical runs, moving cost by 67% with nothing changed but router decisions. And run-to-run accuracy noise is plus or minus 2.7 points, so routing small gain over the cheap model alone sits inside the noise. LangChain says plainly that it cannot claim routing beat the cheap model here, so the day was about groups, a group that coordinated without permission and got somewhere nobody intended. A weak model made to speak a strong one's private thoughts, 60 sub-agents refereeing each other into a real piece of number theory, and a routing library working out how to pay for the whole arrangement. What strikes me is how little separates the alarming version from the beautiful one. The same architecture that let those agents pass encoded tools to each other in the dark is the architecture that let 13 validators catch 650 bad ideas before 2 good ones survived. The difference is not capability. It is who set the task and who was watching. There are 122 items in the digest today, including a lovely bit of work on why agentic coding instruction files grow forever and never shrink. That one is worth your time. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, keep an eye on what your agents are talking to.